Coach D enlists her husband for help, and the DDPs need a little therapy. Stay tuned. You're watching the Bring It After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah! It don't stop.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
All day. Shorty keep it popping out of flow. Dancing all night because you know we ain't stopping. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4 bottles in the club.
The address drop, Heather.
My favorite.
If you guys are watching us, Heather's about to do her death drop.
That I've been practicing all season.
What's up, everybody? You are watching AfterBuzz TV Network's After Show for Bring It. I am one of your hosts, Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff, at Howard III. Miss Tamara, it's glad to have you back. I'm back.
I'm better than ever. I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Brown Tamara.
And I'm Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yared.
Yes, all of us. Oh, and also use the hashtag ABTV Bring It so we can see all of your great, wonderful tweets out there. And now let's get into this. Episode 20, actually, season 3, called Hoop Dreams Drama. We were where Coach D mixed a little basketball, a little street, a little of everything bucking into one.
Yep.
I mean, we just love it, right?
Yep. I'm super excited to see Robert. He's a friend of the show. Mm. He, you know, helps us get interviews with Miss D. So that was really cool seeing him in the episode. Ooh. I know he says he doesn't like to be on film, but.
He does
we
good.
Were, yeah,
he does
yeah.
good. Great. Film. Yeah. It was really nice to see their personal relationship. I'm obviously a relationship person. Like, I love talking about relationships. So their dynamic was amazing. Mm-hmm, I was definitely not expecting that. I actually did not know she was married.
Really?
Yes, because there's not much about them in the on camera.
Yeah, she's all business on the show.
Yes, mm-hmm. So that was amazing.
Yeah.
I
kind of like that, how she kind of keeps her relationship a little private. She just focuses mm-hmm. more on the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But she gives us just enough yeah. to let you know, like, hey, I got a ring. Like,
yeah. yes.
Don't get it twisted. I'm taking.
Yes. So. And what a great dynamic. He was like, girl, everything you touch turns to gold.
Yeah.
She was like, I touched you. He's like, I was bronze, now I'm gold. I was like, yes, a confident That's man cute. With a dominant yeah. woman. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
So, now we still see the team reflecting on last week's wins. You know, both teams, or not even win now last week on what happened when they fought, so nobody won on that one. We were still last week, me, you, and the other girl, we had
Elena.
Mm-hmm. When we had her here, we were talking about how we thought they should have still given out a trophy. Tamara, what did you think?
I agree with the judges, because it's like it makes their job harder. So if it's making their job harder, it's, you know, the parents need to learn a lesson.
Definitely, they do. And speaking of the parents, let's talk about Tamala, how she thinks the girls need a little professional help, need a little therapy after last week, a little anger management classes.
Mm-hmm.
Do the moms need this? I mean, or were they just, you know,
no.
being moms?
No. Cooling off and coping techniques, I thought it was a little much. Bringing mm-hmm. a therapist into the viewing room for them to learn techniques and tactics. No, I mean, I was in sports my whole life. There's always parents that get into it. And Macon was the one that started the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even the DD boat. Mamas, it wasn't them at all, but good way to jazz up the show.
Yeah.
Good and I'm surprised that they they were actually receptive to it, that by the end of the episode they were like, oh, I'm cursing you out in my head and everything. Like, they were actually trying this pacifism. So
yeah, I really appreciate them trying to, you know, at least open up their minds for a therapist to come in and be like, ladies, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this yelling they had.
Because Brittany and Mimi both were like, I never back down to a fight.
Right.
So for them to...
Yeah. I love, like, it's the like little stories that they cook up for the parents to do in the viewing room are just getting like goofier and goofier. I want to like email the producers and just be like, here, I'm going to brainstorm. We should all do that. We should come up with like what we want the moms to be doing in the viewing room.
I know.
So that, yeah. Like,
Tamara, I think I'm going to call Lifetime for you so you can be a producer. Because I love you. You have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
A lot of different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So let's come up with some... let's work together, throw some things against the wall, see what sticks. You and I, we can come. You and I.
Yeah. Next thing you know, the moms be cooking in there.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that hasn't happened. Yeah.
Potluck, just everything.
Mm-hmm. I would bring food all day.
I would too.
They've had the fashion shows. They've done the, God, I don't even remember what all they've done, but it's goofy as hell.
Oh, but speaking of the moms, can we talk about their hairstyles, how they switched it up every 2 minutes. I don't know what it was. We would see them in the viewing room, but when they would do their single, it'd be a whole other weave. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what's going on with these hairstyles? And then you flip to them again, and it's another hairstyle.
Yeah. Yes.
Lena, I just had to write that down. I was like, wow, these ladies are switching hair like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Selena's got the Marilyn Monroe.
I gotta say, I don't even notice it when Dana's wearing those glasses. That's all I see.
Oh, gosh. Dana's... Thank God she stopped with the nerd outfit, the glasses,
but she still had the glasses. Yes. They didn't have her in, like, the tie and the glasses, but this episode there were parts where she was still in the glasses. It reminds me of one of the Muppet Babies, Beaker. Is he the science guy? The little green guy with the big glasses? They're her Beaker glasses. That's what she looked... Because she's adorable. She's got such a pretty face.
Yeah, she is.
And then when she puts on those glasses, she just reminds me of Beaker because he's, like, this cute. He's so cute.
I think Selena rocks the hair well. Different. She had Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. She had, like, the curly, which reminds me of, like, Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of different styles, which I think looks really beautiful. Good on her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, I don't like... Kayla's mom's hair is the long, curly. It's like purple. It kind of reminds me of Elvira from the 80s. I mean, I love Elvira, but I was like, I wasn't really sure.
She's a hit and miss sometimes.
Tina. Yeah. Jeez, I love her personality, that hair. No.
Sometimes it's like, girl. But we still love you, Tina. We do. So we still love you.
Howard, that's actually a really good point, though, because if you really think of all the other reality shows, sure, their outfits only change, like, once or twice. Like, other shows, like, I guess I can mention it right now, but other shows, their outfits don't change. We see a lot here.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes, these ladies are always ready.
And are you guys noticing, is this a fashion trend? I feel like you probably know, but like the bright purple lipstick that Cam was wearing in this episode, and it wasn't Mimi, but one of the other moms was wearing it. It's like a neon purple lipstick that a few of them were wearing. So I was wondering, like,
is that just a
current trend, or is that like a product placement that they got for the episode
That's a current trend. Right now there's a lot of that bright orange, bright purple, bright green, bright blue, which they match with their eyeshadow. But that is a trend.
Wow. Now, we're wearing some of that too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that though. I'm not feeling that trend.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know.
It's all right.
Just like with certain people, it looks good, but...
Yeah, I think it's good for the show. Like, I mean, literally, if they're dancing and performing, wear your stage makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, no, I don't.
But every day...
But remember the transformation. They're all wearing a lot more makeup now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. That is very true. Except for Brittany. I saw in some of her one-on-one, she was flawless. Like, no makeup at all.
Oh, yeah?
And it looked really good on her. Like, just natural. Meant to do that. I know. Go ahead, Brittany.
Yeah.
But, speaking of the moms, when they were sitting down in the therapy session with, I believe her name, Asia.
Oh, Asia. Because, the therapist and Robert's daughter's name's Asia.
Mm-hmm. Both named Asia. And I was like, when the moms were trying to amp each other up and say, let's do a role play. And when Faith said to Tina, why are you even here? Your daughter's not even a doll anymore. What do you really do here? I was kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
That one sounded like a real dig. Was I the only one thinking that?
Well, I feel like it was. I mean, the dig that Tina gave to Dana was harsh too, because she was like, she was basically like, your daughter's not talented, she's just on the team because she's cute. So they both hit each other below the belt, I think, but I don't know why, because the whole exercise was to like keep it low, like don't fight back, but Dana did, she retaliated, and they kind of let that go. So I don't know why she got to get away with talking back, but nobody else did.
I just think they didn't like the exercise at all. I think they were doing it to be nice. Dana definitely just went back real chill, though. I guess that was like eloquently classy, being like, and your daughter's not even on the team. I'm sorry. But we know
she said it in a sweet voice. It's okay.
Yes, with a smile. But we all know she's been a faith defender. She said it from the gate. Like, if anyone comes at faith, like, game over. So that was apparent there, even in the therapy session.
I know. I was just like, oh my gosh, these moms are going at it. I love how they were saying, I'm cursing you out in my head. But on the outside, I'm cool. I'm calm and collected. I said, I've had some of those days. I feel like everybody can relate to that. Like at work, if you're dealing maybe customer service or retail.
Please don't get me started. We will spend the next hour talking about customer service and what needs to happen in society today to get customer service up to speed on how to love their job and be good at it.
Yes.
I have not had one good experience in the last, like, 7 months, but I'm digressing. That's a tough topic.
Hit a nerve with Heather.
Yes, I did. Yes, and being, like, I'm a coach, so I'm always, like, I even get on the phone, I'm like, can I talk to your manager? I'm like, do you have a coach? Do you know anybody that's a coach? I am. You need to coach your people on customer service. Like, come on.
See, digressing. We got Heather all worked out. Got it all worked out.
We can learn a lot from Heather.
Out of the dancing.
Oh my gosh. So, like we said, with the DDPs, the moms, they just escalated with this fight. Is it wrong that moms want to first fight and then think second when it comes to children? I know with children, everybody's very protective. I don't have any kids, but you know, once I do, I'm gonna be on you like that. But is it wrong for the moms who are in the limelight, who are known to, you know, known by the public, but they're also known to just react? Is that wrong for them? Should they not react, the DDPs?
I mean, I have a personal, like, I have a very tight personal opinion about this. I just remember being young and having my mom, having my best friend's mom who got involved in everything. Okay, got involved in all of our fights, which caused a rift, which my mom did not. So looking back, I wanted my mom involved, but when I was back then, I wanted my mom involved because it made me feel like she wouldn't protect me because this mom was just overboard. But now, sitting back, I'm like, I appreciate that. So it's kind of like tough to answer. It's like, okay, I think that it's all right that they get, you know, everyone's got some energy in sports. Like, that's fun. But I don't think it's necessarily bad. I mean, I like it. I think it causes good energy. And I think the girls, this is a different generation. I think maybe when I was that young, we would have maybe modeled after that. But now I feel like there's such a zen, like, aura coming from people in their early teens these days. You know how it goes, generational. So I think it was okay for the moms to get involved.
Yeah. I mean, I think just, like, when I was a kid and even now, like, when you see somebody lose their shit, you're never impressed by that person. You're never like, ooh, you really told her. Like, you're like, that was embarrassing. I feel embarrassed for you. Like, I feel like you're never, it never looks to everybody else like they're doing the right thing. That's how I feel. I'm always like, I've never seen it work out well. So
I mean, the only time I've seen it work out well is literally if it's the society, like where they were raised, and someone literally like beats the other person's and the other moms are like, or people are like, woo, then the people that obviously are friends with the person that won.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around people that actually are like, woo, we won, and then we all leave, and then obviously the other friends of the people that got beat down feel bad. But this was never this extreme. They're never that extreme.
I mean, it's a dance, like, it's not like anybody did anything awful enough to deserve a beat down when it comes to, like, a you know, a teen dance competition. Yeah. Like, but, you know, it encourages that with, like, just the, you know, the stand battles and stuff like that, and the, like, bring it faces, and the show's called Bring It, so it's about, like, come at me. So it's that environment, but...
I guess it is that environment. Right.
I don't know.
So let's move
on.
No
answer.
Let's move on to the practices. So we see that the ladies who are going to compete in Mississippi, where the dolls competed, they're going to compete against Explosive Team, Explosive Dance Group, and D3 Elite, where they will do a creative dance and a regular stance battle. But these practices, Coach D decides she wants to spend a little extra time on creative. I think she always wants to spend extra time on creative because she knows it's not her strongest thing. But she spends too much time, in my opinion. It's just way too much time on creative. Why can she not split them, like, in the middle? Mm-hmm. Half creative, half stance. Like, where's the common ground?
Mm. I mean, I disagree because they're winning. Okay. So she's doing something right. If that's her weakness, she's going to spend longer time on it. She's never bringing that. We've said it for a while. Bring right. a smaller group. It looks more clean. She's still bringing like 50. I'm sure it wasn't exactly. 50. But she had the baller. She had the dribbling. She had the cheerleaders. She had Asia, so who was a true like basketball player. And then the babies. The little boys. The little babies. And I mean, it worked well. Mm-hmm. And they nailed it. And nobody's balls went flying anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I think that she knows what she's doing because they're winning. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked seeing Asia. She knew what she was doing. She looked good. Mm-hmm. It's cool that she's coming up. Welcome to California. She's going to UC Bakersfield, yeah. they said. So that was, you know, good for her.
I know. Just Coach D, I just wish you would spend a little less time on creative. Like, I like creative. And I also wish, with the girls, it's still too many girls for me on this floor. Mm. It's still too much going on. I don't know where to... I guess that's more for competition.
You don't want to focus
talk.
Your attention. Exactly. That's fair. That's fair. I don't know where to look, that.
But I'm trying to wait for the competition yeah. to really like get into that.
So, I get that, yeah.
Well, we'll wait off on that one. But we do see in practices that Robert, her husband, comes in, who is an assistant basketball coach at the local college, and he's teaching these girls how to dribble. I was a little bit surprised that the girls didn't know how to dribble. I guess not everybody really knows how to, mm-hmm. but... Did they look like they had it down packed? I mean, the balls were kind of going everywhere.
They're flying in practice. But, right. You know, I feel like it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, like, I don't play basketball. But if somebody were put a ball in my hand and were like, can you dribble that? I'd be like, of course I can. But then when you're doing it, it's one of those things when somebody's watching you and you're having to think about it. I feel like I could see myself, like, lose it and, you know, I'd screw up because I'd be concentrating too hard.
Dance and dribble at the same time, I think that takes talent.
That is talent.
So I think that they did good. Mm-hmm. I like that she left and went on her date.
Yeah.
I mean, that was great. That was great.
I know, but I was just like, dang, Robert, like, look at you. Like, assistant, because mm-hmm. we don't see much of Robert come in. The husband, he's mm-hmm. just not always there. So when she was able to mix him and the girls, it was, like, really a big win for her.
And his school, the college that he coaches at, was on, I remember he posted on Instagram that they made it into some list of, they were, like, one of the top 100 basketball schools in the country or something like that. Yeah, and he was like, I was just looking through the list, and then I saw our school.
Well, you go ahead, Robert. I guess he's got some talent mm-hmm. in there. Now, we also see, of course, we already touched on her, but Asia, Robert's daughter, you know, Coach D's stepdaughter, who is an actual basketball player. And like you said, she'll be out here in California, Bakersfield. Good luck on that one, because Bakersfield, there's nothing out there. But go ahead. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a full scholarship, so I have to go too.
Some Spanish food.
Oh, yeah. That was good Spanish food.
They got like a random Spanish community in
Bakersfield?
Yeah, it's like, what is that called? It's like a section of Spain. It's called, I forgot. It's a very specific, like, type of Spanish cuisine. And it's in Bakersfield, which is like the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nothing out there, but go There's ahead. There. But, Asia looked like she had some little tricks.
Basque. Sorry, that's what it's called.
What's it called?
It's called Basque. Basque food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Basque food?
Yeah. Like B-A-S-Q.
Sounds tasty.
Yeah. I've never had it, but I've been through Bakersfield.
Yeah, it's nothing out there. Sorry, all my people in Bakersfield. But we do see Asia over there doing her tricks, her moves, her grooves in there. It still, to me, was too much, you know. But what did we think about Miss Coach D using Asia and her husband and just making this a family affair again? Because mm-hmm. we did see her son a while ago.
I love it anytime we get a little bit of personal story from her. Mm.
Yes. I thought it was good to loop her in. I thought it was a good, like, yin and yang that brought in that masculine energy, getting a baller in there, promoting, again, the female basketball player. Mm-hmm. I think we heard that voice. I heard that voice in fluctuation when Coach D was talking to the camera, like, I'm going to bring in Asia. She's a female basketball player. I think that was intentional, which was cool to see that. And I think it tied everything up. Now, what's interesting is that the practice was literally, like you're saying, it was more so about the creative, but it was all dribbling, barely any dancing.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Very different. It was the first time that I felt this was really different in practice. Mm-hmm. A different type of practice than what I've seen yet.
Exactly. She used all, it seems like she used like 2 full days of just dribbling.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, these girls really can't dribble like that? Where you need like 2 full days of just dribbling alone? But okay, whatever, do you. and then we also see that Coach D brings in a real-life announcer, mm-hmm. which I thought was pretty cool for this yeah. whole NBA basketball
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, she's good about the details.
Yeah.
She really wants to fill it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That intro, I don't know if you're there yet, but I'll say that intro was great. The intro in the competition was amazing.
No,
yeah, I think that so Ashley great. Literally won it for them.
Yes, I yeah. think so too.
Yeah, it set the stage. Set the scene.
And then we see a new stands battle that they're trying to pull out. The circle diamond line, where it looks like all the girls were kind of just out in the middle of nowhere. They were all trying to figure out how you go from a circle into the diamond into a line.
Mm-hmm.
Was that too complicated? Because it looked complicated on TV.
It seemed like it, yeah. I mean, the way they're talking about it, it does. Here's my question is that, maybe somebody out there can answer this for me, but when you're doing stand battles in majorette dancing, because they kept saying that Cameron threw the circle diamond stand, Cameron threw this stand, X stand, is it, do you learn, like, different stands, and then it's up to the captain to... like, say which one we're doing. Is that how it works? Because I didn't know. Yeah, it makes it sound like when the way she's saying like Cameron threw X stand.
Yeah, it's like a football. It's like football, right?
So that's, okay, so that adds, to me, adds another level of difficulty because the other girls don't know what's coming up next, so... Is that what's happening, guys? Let me know.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that is what's happening. But correct me if I'm wrong, it seems that she has taken the... criticism from other coaches and the feedback of her always doing the same thing, because we are seeing something different every single episode.
Yes.
Death drops obviously are still there, but this whole circle diamond straight and the stunts and the dribbling, it seems like she's listening to everyone being like, they always do the same thing. Now, like Mimi said last episode, right? If we keep doing the same thing and winning, why change? And again, it's like a football team or a basketball team. You don't see them do different drills. It's called, they call the same stuff, they repeat it, and it wins. So I find it very interesting. Does it seem like she is changing because of other people's influence?
Right. It does kind of sort of seem like that. Yeah. I mean, she... And I think just to keep it fresh and new and hip, she has to throw in something new. And just with the girls in the stands battle, I thought... That's just pure talent. When you throw a dance and you have to just know off the top of your head. Like, you don't know what your captain is going to throw. And if she's throwing, you know, okay, 2 death drops and a circle twist. And they just have to know. That's some talent to me.
Yeah.
It's just
mind-blowing.
Those girls are talented. And then, you know, 8th grade you know, and younger and 14. And you're knowing, you better work these 8 counts.
Those girls are tough. They know what they're doing.
They definitely do. So let's move into Coach D and her date, which we only saw a little bit of it, but it was just enough. You know, I almost thought she wasn't going to make it to the date because she stayed at practice for so long. She was supposed to be at her date by 10. She's at practice until 9:55. Like, what's going on, Coach D? Were we happy that she actually finally got to go on this date with her husband?
I say this all the time. To me, that was just one of those goofy, contrived things for the show. Like, she's like, I keep breaking the fourth wall, but I'm like, you know, like, I'm sure that it was, I don't, what time are these practices that they're having? I don't know.
It was cute.
I think that's what Cameron said.
It was
said.
Cute seeing her all, you know, getting ready to go and stuff like that, but I'm glad we got to see Robert this episode. I like to see a little peek into Miss D's personal life. She keeps that sheltered, so...
I thought the date was great. I thought the location seemed a little dead, but I don't know where they live. But I remember seeing them dance, and I honestly was like, I wonder if they're, like, dancing on the fly. If they're just dancing, like, in the middle because of the show, or if they really dance. But it was wonderful. It was sincere. Seeing Robert literally in a passive way, but in a respectful way, say, like, you spend so much time with them, and it neglects me. That's what I heard in all of the language between them. But in such, again, God, a man that can articulate himself like that and be still polite and be loving, knowing that she has her dominant personality and this is her heart and he's supportive of it. But I thought it was great. I thought she looked really cute.
I was
for some reason I was hungry while I was watching that like there, but it was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It just seems like
sweet.
whenever she's around him, like, she's just not tough.
Yes.
She's just like,
oh, good
Diana.
Point.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. She's like, I don't have to be a coach. I don't
she's
have to coach
anybody. She's not Coach B, she's Diana.
Right. And she likes him to really put her in shape, which is what I like. Like, he's making all the calls and making all the rules.
Yeah, it's almost like it makes her human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we asked Cameron last week about how intense it is and if she is that tough, and she said it's actually worse.
Uh-huh.
So I was curious if they brought him in to show that softer side that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Probably. Okay, so before we get into our little competition breakdown, I want to get into some news and gossip. A little bit
Heather
of that.
Dropped some bombs on us before we started the show today.
Oh my gosh, this news and gossip is juicy. Go ahead, Heather. Take it away.
Me?
Yes.
Go for it.
Infamous dancerettes. We found out that John actually tried to commit suicide 12 days ago.
That is...
Came out 10 days ago, yes.
My heart breaks for him. I love that guy. Every time we see him in an episode, like, I'm almost rooting for him, his team, like...
They have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Diana. And what's unfortunate about it, it was because of three main things. One, he found out that he has depression. Two, HIV. So he did not know how to handle that news as well, or it coming out. And then three, he said that someone was actually trying to attack him and take his team from him.
What?
Wow. Now, it eluded... There was a little bit of conversation around whether or not it was like a parent that was like, he shouldn't have the team anymore and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, two pill bottles. He attempted suicide. And
poor
then he
guy.
Went to Facebook and talked about it. So that was shocking.
What
that
a tough shocking. Thing to deal with. I can't even imagine. And my heart goes out to him. I'm just like... God, that's heartbreaking news.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes you think, like, would this have happened if he wasn't on air? Meaning, was that additional pressure for him? Did something come out more so, just like Coach D's personal stuff? But whatever it is, we're glad you're okay, and we support you 100%.
We're fans of yours, John.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
You know, John, if you're watching, we'd
which
love
you
to have
are.
You on. Mm-hmm. I know, we know you're watching, of course. But please come on the show, definitely, so we can talk, you know. Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
I'm sure a lot of there could be some girls on the team that are suffering from depression. Mental illness is tough. It's not being talked about. It's not even favored. Mm-hmm. It's, my ankle sprained. Okay, go to the principal's office. Oh, I don't feel so good. Sit down, you're fine. Mm-hmm. That's the mentality with mental illness right now. So
it's not very well respected. Right. It's better than it's ever been previously, but it's still... just gets so much disrespect.
Yes, yes. So we definitely admire you coming out and talking about what transpired. And again, we support you.
Yes, definitely. And I want to ask a coach question, Heather.
Sure.
Have any of the girls you've coached gone through any type of like mental illness or just really feeling down because they couldn't nail their eight count or hit their, you know, their the backspin or the, you know, the all of that.
Sure, Yes, there's always, to be honest with you, out of, let's say, 12 girls, all 12 have had something go through their mind, whether that's from their mother, you know, the pressure from their mother to keep going or the mother living vicariously through them to just themselves not living up to the expectations of those around them. So social comparison. Everyone's always, I'm saying everyone because it was always each girl. Not one girl did not have something that came up.
Mm-hmm.
So always comparing and thinking I could be better and not being able to express that, because even though there were like fun jabs between the girls and so forth, it really did always get. So that's just something that's very common.
Yeah.
Very common.
Wow.
Well, with adolescents, you know, that's the worst. That's a very difficult time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Middle school's
Yeah.
Queen Bees and Wannabes is a great book, actually, that talks about this 100%.
Mean Girls everywhere. Is based on.
Yeah. It's intense. But yeah, it's common, and the best thing you can do is just get it out. Mm. Talk about it. Be the voice. That's the tactic that we use. And then also vulnerability, sharing a story of when you felt like that, too.
Don't be afraid. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's switch it to a lighter note, a happier note. Competition day. We're finally here. We've made it. Mimi comes out here in a referee suit trying to pretty much be the referee.
Damn.
Keeping these moms in line.
She looks so good. I mean, it wasn't even her. I know she got the ass surgery, but like she looks so tiny. She looks so tiny and fit. She looked great.
Yes, her doctor did good.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was the worst pain of her life. She was like, I was thinking this whole time, what did I get myself into?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was worth it, girl. Yeah. You looking fly.
You look good, baby girl. So she comes out here trying to keep these DDPs in line, which I was like, go ahead, girl, do you. And then Carla, we move on to Carla and Coach D meeting in the hallway. And Diana is just, Coach D's not having it. She's calling Carla, who's from Texas. She's the coach of, I believe, the explosive dance team. The bull. She says she has too much bull going on because Carla said, I'm from Texas. I've got bull horns.
Yeah.
And Coach D let her know, you got a lot of other bull SH going on. I like those meetups in the hallways between the two coaches.
I normally don't. I normally hate them, but it wasn't the one with Carla. It was the one where they were like in the hospitality room.
Oh, yes.
And the one who was getting food. If they can make them seem a little bit more natural, see, that doesn't bother me. When it's in a setting like that where it's like, okay, I can buy that this is happening. This is, like, realistic. But it's when this, I mean, even Carla looking at the trophy case, like, I don't know, just having one extra thing that it's kind of like, okay, I can almost see that organically happening. But when they just have this, like, oh, it's only us two in this hallway and we meet up, it's just so, like, that I normally don't like. But this episode, did you hear my note? Is that why? It seemed a little bit more organic this episode, so I liked it a little bit better.
I think it was with the, her name was Shakitha.
Yeah.
I think it was Shakitha with the D3.
Okay.
Or Shakita.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, these names. I'm trying. But that one was funny. That was definitely a hilarious one, because she was like, with your big ass or something like
everything's
that.
Bigger in Texas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, including your butt. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Shakitha, girl. And then we see that explosive dance team opens up with their creative. They kick it off in alien costumes.
Yeah.
UFOs. What do we think? Because I wasn't feeling that one.
I think that it was very creative. Bollywood, aliens, everything we saw was brand new. Again, they keep now doing new stuff. So depending upon what, I still can't figure out what the judges, are really looking for. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't hear the real music.
Right.
But everything looks off, like, to me. Yeah. So whatever it is, if they were getting creative, then sure, aliens are super creative. Yeah.
The masks look weird. The masks to me looked weird.
Yeah.
But the dance looked good. And I thought when they came out, before I realized that they were aliens, it was just green bodysuits. I thought they were going to do some cool, like, almost like what Miss D last year with the glow dance, but, like, I thought they were going to do some cool something having to do with the green, like, green screen or glowing or something. Mm. But then with the aliens, that's fine. It was a cool dance. I liked it, but the masks looked a little weird to me.
They looked funny. Maybe that's what threw me off, because I don't know, when they took the mask off and it was just hanging, I'm like, I could do without it. I did really like the Bollywood dance.
Yeah.
I thought that was very creative and very, like, nice and put together.
Even the moms were just like, ooh, I couldn't help it. Doing a little bit of myself. Yeah.
I just love that one. And then, of course, you know, our girls, the dolls, they come out with 500 girls, of course. But, you know, it did look good. She does it because it does look good. But I just from me personally, I want to know who's off. It's hard to place my eye on the one girl who might be a 3 seconds behind or somebody who's, like, just not up there with the girls. If everybody's dancing out of 10 and somebody's dancing out of 6.
Right.
I want to be able to see that.
Maybe that's why she does it, so they can't.
Maybe.
You never know. But I was curious about their costumes. Was that spandex? Because I put on a spandex dress before the ESPYs from House of CB, and I swear to God, I was like, I do not know how these women do this. It was the most difficult thing to put on my body, get off, and not to
like a spandex dress?
Yeah, like literally like those shiny, you know, which you see the Kardashians and whatever. Yeah. But this was their pants. Like the babies, I think they had the spandex pants on and the short shorts. And I was just like, how in the world are these people getting this stuff on? But they looked good in it. I mean, I guess if you're a baby and you're like 3'8". Yeah, that's to say, if you're 3'8", and you're a little Bobby, spandex is fine. But I was just like, that is not comfortable to dress. I loved him. So again, the more difficult the costume, the better. But I was very surprised. attention to. Yeah. That's all I could pay attention to was the spandex and my jealousy of how they got into it. So upset. Just kidding.
Okay. No, with all those basketballs. Oh, I want to talk about how the basketballs didn't fly everywhere. Uh-huh. Competition day, they had it down. So I guess Coach D was right with practicing creative all those days. I mean, it really did pay off, so the balls didn't go nowhere. And I also, did you guys notice that the judges were the same judges as last week?
The judges, I thought, have been the same.
Are.
Yeah, but
they always the judges?
Well, I didn't know they do. I think they switch off every, like, one or two of them switch here off, but these are the same. The woman there's with the one short
of
hair.
Yeah, the one with the short hair, I always see her.
It's always the same announcer, too, except the one time. I was like, oh, that dude's trying to get an announcer spot, but it was good.
Yeah, but I never knew the judges were all the same like that. I was like, well, wait a minute. Weren't you the same judges who took the trophy away last week? Like, I need some new judges because I just feel like, well, every time if they're picking the dolls,
That's what I would think if I was another team's.
Yeah.
You know, if any of you out there have been watching the AfterBuzz panel from previous seasons, Robin, who used to be on the panel, she is now she's doing the announcing at national dance competitions, and she gets to travel. Like, she's constantly flying all over the country for different I'm not sure what type of dance it is. It might be more like what the competitions they do, like on Dance Moms, but that's what she's doing now.
Wow.
So if any of you are fans of Robin, that's where she is.
Go ahead. Shout out to you, Robin. Let me know if they're switching up the judges, though. Because I don't like that. But let's move into the round one of the stands battle, how it was Explosive versus the Dolls. Both teams did a great job, of course. Stands battle is just where everybody brings it, but the Dolls take it. Again, with those judges, do we think it was rigged? Who was better in those in the first round? Explosive, where they brought out, they had a smaller group, maybe like 5 girls, and then the Dolls, they come out with, you know, those 10 girls. Who was better?
I don't know. I almost, you know, I never think this, but I was thinking, like, is it rigged? Because not that the Dolls didn't deserve it, but it seems like they just win and win and win and win all the time, and it's getting a little boring now that they're just, it's just like, I don't know. Is it rigged or not? I'm not sure.
I think they deserved it. I think the Dolls win and winning every time. And I don't anticipate them winning every time. That's why I think she's switching it up. So I think they deserved it. They killed it. They're sharp. They're on the fly, very good in their stand battles. And the other girls, to me, look a little nervous. So last season, they were worried about energy and attitude, and the Dolls are bringing it this time. And plus, we have some new faces, Faith obviously being one of them.
Right.
And I think it looks good. So no, I don't think it's rigged. I think that if anything, if a certain team keeps winning over and over and over, the judges are not going to pick that team because they're not going to want people to say it's rigged. So I think they're earning it every single time, and they definitely practice enough to get that. So
that is true. So then we move on to the final round of the Dolls versus D3, and they actually kill it. Cameron throws that secret stance of the circle diamond line stance, and they killed that. Now that we were actually able to see how it's supposed to be, it was really nice. They really, everybody just had their own solo, and Faith just blew out her box. Everybody was taken back.
Yeah, I think Faith has been good from the gate. I think the only reason that she didn't get the attention early on was because she was new. So D wanted to give her, you know, a little bit of a hard time. But we're going to see a lot of her. Right. We're going to see a lot of her. They did really well.
Today, those solos were just wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Cam's tumbling. Loved it.
Yeah.
Mimi was like, that's mine. That's cute.
Carolyn is so talented. So then when it comes down to handing out the trophies, we see that the Dolls take first place in stance and creative. And I was like, well, I'm speechless. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like Tamron was saying, I was just expecting them to win. I wish it would have been maybe another team just to throw them off.
Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding just me? To throw you them wanted off. To be another team to win? No, they won. They deserved it. They killed it. They work their asses off. Keep winning, girls. You keep it up.
I mean, just to throw us off.
But D3. it makes me wonder if, because, you know, there are divisions where sometimes a bigger team from, like, is going against a more inexperienced division or something like that. So it's like they move in and it's like, you know, which team is clearly going to win. So I'm wondering if it's a little, it just made me wonder if it was a little of that since they just swept so easily.
Yeah. Coach D didn't think it was easy though. Coach D, when they didn't get second, she was like, I don't know if we're going to place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she saw it. She saw it.
Mm. Keep Coach D on her toes too. Let's get into a little bit of predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. I think this Friday is the last episode of the season.
Okay, so it has to be a good one for the season finale. Who's going to kick it off? What are we expecting?
I think we're going to have another mom fight in the stands. Mm. I think we're going to have one more stand argument, like in the stands, parents getting upset with each other before the end.
Sometimes I just don't have a prediction, right. And I think today's one of those days. I just, I don't know. I'm up for anything. Down for whatever.
Right. I think for the season finale, it's going to be, of course, the Battle Royale, because we've all been, like, waiting for this moment. This is what they've been training for in competition season, so that's going to be a head-to-head. The Divas of Olive Branch is coming back. Neva the Diva is coming to take the crown. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to take the crown and, you know, the Battle Royale. And I also think the Compton girls, Divas of Compton, they're coming
to
just
see them back. Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming for revenge. So
it'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm. For the season finale. Well, 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 everybody. So that is the end of our show. We appreciate you guys watching, of course, every week, tuning in. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com. Miss Tamara, where can they find you?
All my handles are different on social media, so you can just search on any platform, Tamara Brown.
You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yared.
Yay! We will see you guys next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.